saying good evening to everybody on 2 meters tonight. This is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, getting together on this frequency usually every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock or so to discuss anything from ham radio to trains to whatever else you'd like to put on the table. There's nothing formal with the group on Thursday nights. Usually once a month we have our face-to-face meeting, and next week, next Thursday, we will be having a face-to-face meeting at the control center. Emails have been going out, so if there's any questions, we'll get them ahead of time here. Right now, if anyone else would like to check in, come on in to the K2IRT group.
Who's checking in?
All right, that station that's trying to get into the repeating, you're not really making it. If you're on a handheld, maybe move to a window or an open area somewhere and we'll be able to hear you. Just going to see if any of the regulars are out there wanting to check in. You got the K2IRT group.
N2KIN, good evening, Roby.
Hey, how you been? How you doing?
Good that you remind me about the next face-to-face meeting. It's been a while since I last saw the email, and otherwise I'll be all right. Back to you, Roby.
K2IRT group. Usually Wally sends out a couple of emails, but Wally's been on vacation and he won't even be back until the day before the meeting. So between Charlie and myself, we'll cobble something together, but definitely, we're going to meet face to face at the control center at 5 o'clock next week. So come on along. Matter of fact, we'll start taking orders now. Just some suggestions, see what the gang wants to munch on when we get together, guys. Direct him to KAN, you got the K2IRT group. Do we have anyone else that would like to check in? Come on in, please.
B2YZX.
Charlie out there, WB2YZX. How you doing, Charlie? What's new on your side of the fence?
Well, good evening, Lopey. Good evening, Pettis. And I checked in earlier, but I probably doubled with somebody, so I guess you didn't hear me. And put me down for pizza for next week. When all else fails, pizza is good.
Very good, very good. Just remember one thing, Charlie. Email me and remind me. Even though I have it on the notepad here, sometimes I miss it. We'll have a good time over there. All right, so I don't know what's going to happen tonight. It's probably going to be another light night here. As I said, Wally's on vacation and a bunch of the other guys are out doing their thing. Getting ready for my Saturday special on 40 meters. We're going to do the 72 Rancho Labor Day Tasmanian Devil special. And we'll be on 40 meters, 72, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Been chasing the Parks Department and the Rangers over there for the past week. They have my permit, but every time I was calling up to get it, the XYL over there apparently had called in sick and they couldn't find the paperwork. Well, happy to say they found the paperwork and I'll be out there with the camper starting about 6 o'clock in the morning setting up. I'll have the generator and we'll give it a go on 40 meters. All right, let's turn it back up to Dennis and to KIN. Come on in, Dennis. What's new on your side?
got a KC2MST there. I saw about the last go around was on the phone. So I can only have so many ears to listen to so many things. But otherwise, it's been all right. A little busy lately, so gotta be able to check into the last couple of nets. And you know, usually some reason the net always sits in the middle of my napping time. So otherwise, everything's still okay here. And looking forward to the next meeting so that we can go over some of the business about the website that I think was a little bit long overdue. But otherwise, been all right. And let me say hello to Charlie over there, WB2YZX. And that's it for me. Back to you, Lobby. This is 2KIN.
This is
EQR.
Yeah, we got ADOP there, and we got KC2, MFG. MFG, come on in first. It's all yours. How you doing?
Hi, guys.
Here is Scott, over here, and I'll take some minutes to come on and get home. So, hey, Scott, more than welcome to join us tonight. Everything is relatively informal over here. It's breaking up a little bit, probably have to just change your location somewhat, but you are definitely making the repeater there. Okay, Scott, hold on. Let's get Abe over here. Gotta get 2PQR. Come on in, Abe. How you been?
Oh, been doing fine. Been doing fine. Always working around the house, going here, going there. I tell you something, never a dull moment over here. Never a dull moment. Say hello to Charlie and everybody else in the group. Yeah, a couple of times we checked in. We miss you. And I heard about your mother. So let me wish you condolences. And I know the feeling. I think we all probably do. Very good. One of these days I'll try and get on the low bands and I'll meet you on 7272.
Hey, W2PQR, the K2RIT group, you're more than welcome. And again, if I'm not there, just check in, tell them you know me, and they'll turn all their radios off. Hi, hi. But now you got a good group of guys over there, pretty much across the country. We've got a couple of DX stations checking in from time to time, so they've been going on for a good 5 years plus, and the way we do the net, here is the way they do the net. Nothing official. Anything is fair game for a chat over there. And Abe, that's the purpose of retiring. You retire from work to do more at the house. And that's always been my biggest fear, because if I ever decided to retire, I have a whole list of things that I want to do between house and ham radio that I thought I didn't have time now. I can only imagine what happens if I hang up the boxing gloves there. All right, Abe, hold on. Let's open up one more time, and then we'll go back to the top of the list. This is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Again, meeting here Thursday night for just a general chat between 8 and 9 o'clock. If anyone else wants to join us, come on in.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I saw you a couple of times on the on TV about the Tesla cars. Are you very knowledgeable in Tesla?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of historical research between Tesla, Westinghouse, Edison. I wrote a 7-page article for the IEEE in Engineering magazine on the DC systems and the end of DC. I have a lot of fun. That's my side job, to have a little fun.
Okay, so we can pick you up right here. Now, the only reason is, somewhere I heard that Tesla was working or had a theory on going back or forward in time using AC and multi-polyphase motors to generate high voltages. Do you know anything about that, or have you heard about it?
Yeah, pretty much right after 1905, pretty much after 1905, Tesla was in the middle of working on high-frequency radio electronics. He was trying to work on the transmission of power without wires, and he came up with these plans. First of all, he said he always was working on a death ray, and that's pretty much what sealed the fate of a lot of his paperwork when he passed away in 1943. Because he had paperwork, notes, journals locked away in his hotel room at the New Yorker Hotel. And the day he passed away, the FBI came in and took all that information away. Now, it's been reported that they returned it, but there's a tremendous amount of paperwork missing. And it just so happens the paperwork on the documentation of the so-called death ray, his time travel, his communication with Mars. Everybody at the time thought he was bananas, but pretty much a lot of his theories, a lot of his patents came true as of this day, guys.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, because I did some reading of it and other things, and it was very interesting about his earthquake machines and everything else like that, and everything else is packed away in one of these Indiana Jones, you know, boxes in the Pentagon and everywhere else.
Well, it's been documented that, yes, he did make the earthquake machine, and he put it on the building. He had a couple of laboratories. He had a laboratory down on Houston Street. And one day, the buildings in the neighborhood started to shake. And the police department came running down to see what was going on, just in time to see Tesla smashing the device. And he was afraid that it would have caused a lot of damage. But in his later years, he says that small handheld device would have been enough to shake down the Empire State Building. You know, they take his information with a grain of salt, but even to this day, MythBusters just did a special was it about 2 or 3 months ago, where they built one of these Tesla resonance machines, one of these earthquake machines, and they put it out on an old bridge somewhere in their area near San Francisco. And after about an hour, the bridge started to rock, and it started to move, which proved that he found the resonant frequency of the bridge, and if they kept the machine on any degree, it would have taken the bridge down, okay?
That's very interesting stuff. I could probably listen to you dissertate for a long time on that. And, you know, him and Westinghouse and his polyphase motors and everything else, and Thomas Edison who screwed him and the whole nine yards. Okay, and very interesting. One of these days we'll get together and I'll listen to all the theories and the other stuff that goes around. But if you want, you can pass it around. I don't want to take it over. Bassinet control, K2RR, TWP2PQR.
T2PQR, the K2IRT group. When you get on the 72 True, if you get there on a Saturday or a Sunday, you're going to meet up with the KA4UET. KA4UET, Chris. He's another Tesla fanatic, and he and I can go on for a long time. All right, Abe. Let's go to the top of the list, say hi to Dennis again. And before we just pick up Dennis, I'm watching the weather. I'm getting a little worried about all these little hurricanes coming north. So what we'll probably have to do, if we find that it's not the one that's hitting Cuba right now, but there's another one behind it that may be coming up the East Coast. If we find by next week it's going to come very close to hitting New York City, we may have our meeting out at Hamels to take that tower down. As we say in the news business, news at 11. Back to you, Dennis, M2KIN. This is the K2IRT group.
M2KIN with the K2IRT group. Yeah, I did notice there is quite a few hurricanes coming up. Well, these, you know, the ones that are potentially dangerous to be developed into one. But, you know, it's always good to keep an eye out for these hurricanes. Oh, there it goes. Hurricane Tropical Storm Hanna. It's somewhere east of Puerto Rico. and yep, forecasting to hit the South Carolina and stuff, so see what happens, but you know, just have to keep an eye out for it, and yep, just to try to stay prepared. Listen, I'm gonna switch over to duty to the listening mode here. I got a couple of things to take care of. So if you don't hear, me, just go over to the next down the list, and we'll catch you guys further down the long right. This is N2KIN, back to you, Lobby.
All right, Dennis, it's great talking to you again. And if we don't catch you, you and the family, everybody have a great Labor Day weekend. Put your feet up and enjoy. And just think of poor Lobby out on the beach in the rain, the snow, the sleet, and the hail. Doing my NCS duties there for the Chew Saturday. That's over to Charlie now, WB2YZX. It's all yours, Charlie.
QA2AXZ, WB2YZX, okay, very good. Good evening to Dennis, Abe, and Scott. And, yeah, this Tesla guy sounds like a fascinating guy. So I wonder if he was a ham. He probably would have made a good ham. And, yeah, I think I mentioned once before, when I was in high school, I was in the science of what I was up to, and she wouldn't let me do it. I had this big 15,000 volt neon sign for used for it, but, whatever. I wasn't even interested in this subject. I was just trying to build some kind of weapon of mass destruction, you know, some combination of Tesla coil, laser beam, and whatever else I could dream of, you know. But, whatever. Probably just as well. I might have killed myself and somebody else. So, hey, Dennis, if you're listening, I know you said you got some 10-meter antennas, but 10 meters has been dead. The sporadic E has gone away for the season, apparently. I haven't worked anything since the beginning of the month on 10, so I don't think we're going to see anything there for a while. So, that's it for me. Back to you, Lovey.
Hi, WB2YZX, the K2IRT group. Well, I can tell you 10 meters is dead as a doorknob. I took that antenna that we had over at the Barefoot in the Park and stuck it back up in my backyard, and I tried to get on the Margarita net, 28330. It comes in every Saturday night about 8, 9 o'clock. And I went up and down the band looking and looking and looking, and not only couldn't I hear them, I heard nothing, and that's unusual. I had the radio flopped on a table in the backyard, put my feet up, and I'm just tooling around, and it was just amazing to hear just noise level and nothing else. Well, things happen. I tell you, 40 meters today, I was on at the office for a little bit, and I know 40 meters wasn't worth a darn. I couldn't get out around the corner. But like everything else, that'll pass. Charlie, when do you think 10 meters clears up, or is that only a little spring and summer deal?
The sporadic east season is usually during the summertime. Looking at my logbook here, June, July, and August, I spent a lot of time on 10 meters because it was open, I don't want to say constantly, but it was open quite a bit. And then it usually dies down in August, but after August 3rd, I see absolutely nothing in my logbook. But sporadic east season, like I say, is the early part of the summer. And why it happens, nobody seems to know. And that's something I haven't... kind of propagation I haven't figured out yet, but not a fun when it does open, so I guess we've got to wait another year anyway.
Hey, now, just put our waders on and see what happens when it opens up, and we'll try it again. I'll talk to Scott at KG4WEL down there and find out if at least he was able to hold it with the locals, but up in this neck of the woods, just not a peep, not a peep, yeah. Hey, Scott now, KC2, MSG. Scott, it's all yours. Come on in and make one. This is the K2IRT group.
Hey guys, just a few questions for you. I guess actually two questions. First of all, is this repeater on echo link? Is this repeater on echo link? And number two, where is this repeater actually located? I guess it's Manhattan somewhere, or maybe one of the boroughs, Bronx or Brooklyn. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know the details. I know that the 2-meter antenna is in the downtown Brooklyn somewhere. I know they have a 440 repeater in Manhattan near Columbia University, and I think you'd have to check on the website, the N2ROW or the CNA website, and they should have an information of how it's done. Unless Lance or Richie are around to answer the question, you guys out there listening? Hey, how you doing? Could you answer his question?
I just looked at what you had here. I wish I could, but I can't.
All right. Well, we got you on the list anyhow. All right, Scott, that's about all we can give you on that. So come on back. One thing I can tell you, and that was earlier last year, I was driving in my Jeep on Flatbush Avenue, and I did work a fellow in Napa Valley, California, and apparently they had that routed through a computer somewhere, but it was just great to go from coast to coast as I'm driving down good old Flatbush there. So it depends on certain times. They connect the links up, they disconnect it. If there's any problems with the repeaters, or even they have these timeout circuits, they give them grief every once in a while, they shut that off. All right, let's go back to Abe now. WB2PQR, you got the K2IRT group. Hey, Abe, by the way, you're hearing me on my new antenna. I put the Diamond DX30 up on the roof. I got tired of the indoor antenna. Indoor antenna worked quite well, but I think you can hear me a little more clear now. Over to you, Abe.
Yes, definitely. You probably hear me a lot better too. I just I picked up that one of the hamfests. I picked up the 3210AI Comet. It's got a cheaper to pick up the whole rig with the PL in it than to just look around and start modifying one of the other rigs with PL. So that's what I'm using now. A nice little dual band to pick up at the hamfest. And that's what I'm talking about. And my outside antenna, I'm still haven't got it right now. I'm doing the old trick of I got a dual band and mobile mag mount whip, which I moved from the steam to inside the room here. So it gets out a little bit better. I can put it on the steam at least a little bit more of a ground plane. So this thing puts out supposedly about 25 watts on both bands. So which is more than enough to get through, and before I had to use the HD, and that doesn't work that well. Like I said, I'm doing a lot of work, cleaning up here and there, and I tell you what, can you try going on the output with the tone and see if I hear you?
I don't know how to do it on this. I'd have to get the book. I'm running an older ICOM 3200A. I think this is the radio right under yours, so I'd have to go through about 75 pages to figure that one out.
Hey, Matt, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, figuring out, maybe I just go to the input. Maybe, what's the input frequency? Down 6, here we go, 144.63. Maybe when you keep talking, I'll listen for you on the input.
Alright, yeah, 144.63, and the PL, in my mind is shot. I've been working too hard. I can't even remember the PL. But if you hang in there long enough, they have the automatic repeater identifier, and it gives the whole nine yards there. And you may be able to get it quite nicely there, Abe. So hopefully you're getting me on this 6-3 frequency. I'll let go of the key, and if you are, away we go. Got something straight and narrow there.
It's not crowded up here on the band, and at that time it's kind of crowded, and you can't get through.
Nice. All right, that's good then. Yeah, we keep it on the repeater and stay like this. I'm very thankful that they allow us to use this repeater, because it just gives the guys a chance to get on. We have another regular, Andy, KFTWR out in Jersey, who couldn't make it tonight because he's doing jury work. He's been working on a case, and from what he thought was going to be a quickie, it's already going into the second week, and he doesn't even know when it's going to be finished. So hopefully if he has a chance, he'll get on. If not, we talk to him from time to time at the work he's doing. And enter BUR, I believe. Come on in a minute. To IRP group.
Yes, Bob. What kind of antenna did you put up?
Diamond DX30 or X30. It's a dual band vertical. It's the bag. The bag is right over here. Hold on. I might as well read to you what it says on the bag here. The Diamond X30, it's got 3 dB gain on 2 meters, 5.5 on 440, rated at 150 watts, and what is it? Half wave on 2 meters and 5/8 on 70, according to this. It's a nice little fiber vertical, guys. Come on in.
Yeah, I just wanted to know how it was getting out there, audio-wise and stereo-wise. Welcome to AC in my house there. I just want to make sure I'm making it.
Oh, you're making it. Where are you located? I'm down here in beautiful Brooklyn by King Plaza Shopping Center.
Oh, very nice. I'm down in Brooklyn also. I'm down here by Gravesend, Avenue X and McDonald's. Down here, I'm not too far away.
Right down by the old Coney Island shops. Very good. More than welcome to come and join us anytime there. Name up here is Bob. What's your name, please?
Name up here is Mike. Glad to meet you, Bob. It's a pleasure. Name up here is Mike. And, I've been on the repeater here for a few weeks now, and getting to know the
Mike, but you usually catch our gang, the K2IRT group, like the IRT subway, here every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, unless we do a face-to-face, so anytime you hear us, you're more than welcome to join in.
I'll copy that. Well, thank you very much. I'll do that. Thank you. All right. I'll give it over to whoever's next, and I'll be on the listening side. Thank you very much, and I'll be listening.
Hi, Mike. Great talking to you there, and hopefully we'll hear you again. All right, again, this is the K2IRT group, New York City Transit's Amateur Radio Club.
Just open it up one more time if anyone else would like to check in before we go to the top of the list. Does anyone else want to join us?
You're still making it, so it's doing the job quite nicely there. Are you using the 2-meter repeater or the 440? Back to you, and Lobby, and pass it around.
high risk here in front of you there. Just for your information, next Thursday, it's 5 o'clock. The gang is going to get together at the control center in Manhattan for a meeting. So we'll get together and enjoy it and have a chat, see what we're going to do. And again, to everybody here, if we do find that hurricane or a heavy wind is coming, I think we'll pick a nice day a couple of days before. We have to get together and get that tower down and put that TA-33 tri-bander away. Or its next stop is somewhere in the land of Oz. Again, this is the K2IRT group. Go back to Charlie, top of the list. WB2YZX, it's all yours.
WB2YZX, and good evening to Mike and to Rich. We did a pretty good job of putting that tower up. The fact that it's still there after all this time and survived the summer and no lightning hit. So, shouldn't be that much hard taking it down. Alright, so I really don't have anything here, so someone's going to ask Abe, but I forgot, so not to worry, I have the email address. Back to you, Lobby.
Alright, Charlie. WB2YZX, this is the K2IRT group. We have a nice article in World Radio. I don't know if you got it today, but the guy was talking about his Quake 22 or boat anchors and the crystals and the like, trying to keep these things on frequencies. I still have my Quake 22 in the basement. I had a Quake 66 or somewhere stuffed in the outer reaches of the basement shelves. I have to see if it's still down there, but we had a lot of fun with the Plagues and a lot of fun with the Lafayettes. This guy came up with an interesting way because these crystals start drifting after about 50 years. You gotta understand why. Putting little pots on them and tuning them back as close to the frequency as possible there. And yes, out in the background you hear Mr. Schulte going by. Probably the last time you'll see him before the end of summer. All right, let's go back to Scott again, see if Scott got back to the home QTH past Monroe, New York, KC2MFG. Scott, you still with us? Hearing nothing, he must have gone out of range, so we know it goes as far as Monroe, New York. All right, Abe, anything new again on your side? Again, the door will be open for you if you want to come to the meeting on Thursday. Yeah, we'd be glad to have you. WB2CQR, this is the K2IRT group.
Okay, K2IRT group. WB2CQR. Charlie, you got my email. If you need anything, just give me a shout or whatever, if you remember. Yeah, and what do you think? I'll just I will drop by and say hello to everybody. And, I was just, I'm just playing around this stupid radio over here without the, I'm gonna have to get on the internet. One of my, favorites lists, I've got the manual on this thing, and I'll bring it up. I look, with the antenna, I got a number, I'm using a dual band mobile antenna, and it's in the house. I can just hear you breaking squelch. So if I had an outside antenna, I'm sure I could copy you. I'm here by the Verrazano Bridge area, and you're over there, so the antenna is definitely doing a nice job.
Matter of fact, by the Verrazano Bridge is pretty much of a low spot for this repeater. I remember when the guys were moving it from downtown Brooklyn to the other location, and quite a few guys had complained that down by the bridge it was rough. My daughter has her apartment on 73rd and 3rd, and it's pretty rough me keeping the repeater on when I go around the horn on the Bell Parkway. But like everything else, you know, I don't spend a lot of time there. I just get back on the road and come back. But I'm just happy everybody's hearing me now with this little thing. The ICOM radios are nice little radios. Well, all the radios are nice. But you need a PhD in what do you call it, in computer science to get past some of these manuals. Usually, you know, not that I know everything, but after I get past the first page where it says, congratulations for buying a quality product, I'm lost.
All right.
Let's go and see if Mike is still there, N2OBE. Mike, you still with us? MEX, Mike, are you with us? Nothing heard there. We'll see if Rich has anything to add. It's going to be a quiet night tonight. There's no grand excitement going on, so if you guys want to check out early, feel free, because like I said, I've got a full day myself in the morning. KA2, KD2, you got the K2 IRT group.
Okay, Roby, this is KA2 KDQ. First, I didn't have a chance to get on last Thursday night, but I do want to say I did see the email and all the pictures of the barefoot in the park, which it looked quite nice. Unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond my control that Sunday morning, I was not able to come actually until everybody was breaking down, but things do happen. Oh, and by the way, I want to say to Charlie W2YYX, Charlie, the information that I sent you about the Kings County Radio Club meeting out there, a meeting on September 10th, it doesn't, from what I've heard the other day, apparently there won't be a VU session before the October meeting. So most likely be before the October meeting. Oh, and by the way, I will make a mention for our October meeting, which is going to be Saturday, Tuesday evening, October 8th, at 7:30 p.m. the Ryan Visitor Center, Floyd Bennett Field. We are going to be having a guest speaker, who needs no introduction, is Steve Mendelson, W2ML. He's going to be talking about emergency communications, and he is going to be recruiting people to come down for the New York City Marathon, which I believe this year, I don't have the calendar in front of me, it's actually, no, I do. It's going to be Sunday, November 2nd. So if anybody wants to come down to our October meeting, which will be on Tuesday evening, October 7th, they are more than welcome to. Okay, Roby, back to you, then pass it around.
Yeah, M2OBE here.
Hey, Rich, and Mike came back, OBE. Yeah, we'll see if we can make it. I've been spending a lot of time in that Ryan Visitor Center. I was working with the Rangers to get my permit for the generator. And for the past week or so, the XYL that was working on it over there was out sick, and they couldn't find the paperwork, and I was getting sick too because I had all these plans made, and she finally did come in today, and we'll pick up that permit tomorrow. It'll at least give me a nice stable power. I don't have to run on a battery. I'll have the camper right by the historic aircraft hangar there, and if the tides are with me, you know, if the tide gods are with me, I'll be able to put the vertical Hustler 6B TV out in the water and use the Atlantic Ocean for a counterpoise. We'll have a little fun. All right, let's see if Mike can come back again. N2OBE, this is the K2IRD group.
Yeah, N2OBE, I was wondering if you could hear me clearly. Am I coming through?
Yep, you're still coming through.
Hi, Judd. Yeah, I was getting tired here. I was going to say 73, and have a nice night, and hope to talk to you all again. With that, I'll say 73.
Hi, Mike. Great to have you join us today. And again, catch us on Thursday night. We'll have another chat. We have a larger group, and during the summertime, everybody's out. You know something? I don't blame them in the least. So, kind of home late myself. I can see them out there. I haven't been driving around. One thing that I have to do,
information. My New Year's resolution was to get my extra class, and I never had DE sessions over at his club, so I may just go down there when I feel I'm ready. Actually, I've been taking a test online. I took it about 10 times already, 12, 10 times, but kind of fun to get to review a little bit, you know, and get kind of a things up in my head, get some of the cobwebs out of there. But that was my New Year's resolution, and I will follow through. And actually, I want that extra fan space at the bottom of 2015 rather. That's question number two. And anyway, by the way, Abe and Lobe, you both sound much better tonight. In the past, especially you, Abe, you break it up quite a bit, but you know, both of you guys are in here solid, and I try to listen for both of you on the input, but to no avail. But I get my antenna system is not the best either. So that's it for me. I'll be on the listening mode. So good night to everybody, and back to you, Lobie.
Yeah, Charlie, WQYZX, the K2IRT group. Congratulations on passing 10 out of 10. And definitely go for it. Go for it, get the ticket, and you'll be happy you did. You'll be happy you did. You gonna change your call sign? I know you've grown a tax dude all these years.
Crossed my mind, but no, as ugly as this call sign is, I think I'll keep it. Better be like changing my name at this point here. And besides, I got about 1,000 blank USO cards. What am I gonna do with them?
I know. All the expense and bother. Listen, it'll be personal satisfaction, that's all. All right, let's see. Scott went to the great beyond. We've got Abe out there. I'll see if Abe wants to put a lid on it for tonight.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I just moved my antenna a little bit more. Like I said, in fact, I couldn't figure out the stupid ICOM without the manual, but I pushed the squelch button in. When I push the squelch button in, it automatically goes to, when it's in receive, it goes to 6.3 with the squelch open, so you can hear it. It automatically goes to the inverse. So, I wasn't able to hear. I hear you just barely, but at least I know it's there. Once I get my outside antenna, get the Ringo Ranger up, I'll be all right. Yeah, very good. Well, Charlie, anytime we get together, you would like to show you the shack over here and all the goodies. I was interested in all the items you were saying, Lovey, about netting the crystals. Yeah, I got an IC215 also downstairs. I got a whole, whenever I go to a flea market, a lot of these guys give away, you know, the old rigs, old crystal rigs with a non-PL. So for a couple of bucks, you know, I pick them up and I save them just for the stupid crystal. If I want to listen into a frequency, I just take the crystal out and it brings back a little nostalgia. My first real rig was a Drake ML2 and non-PL with a 6360 in a final, which I ended up modifying. Low power and what have you. Those are fun when you can work on the equipment. The new stuff now, I forget about it. It's a throwaways. In fact, this icon over here, it's got very, very low power on the UHF end because the brick went bad, so I got to replace the brick in here one of these days. But it works. I use it for a nice signal source. So user is a signal source still WHJNF when he had to do some work on the repeater. He changed a couple of parts of the front end and put a preamp in. And they do a nice job on the repeater, W2CMA. And one of these days I'll go into the history of W2CMA and all the other repeaters going back 10, 15 years, 20 years. And when 205, 805, when it was originally, and we were on the Brooklyn Bank building, the whole nine yards, and I was the president also of the Kings County Radio Club, the RE18ZWB, and the repeater on there, and the whole thing. Okay, Lobie, K2LRT, I'll let you time it out, and I'll be in the background monitoring for a little bit, then maybe have a little mash before, or watching a little TV. I think I want to watch the Barack Obama. I want to see how he's going to make my life a little bit better. Then I'll decide to see who I'm going to vote for. So, back to next control, K2RFP, WB2PQR.
It's WB2PQR, the K2RFP group. I got a handful of crystals downstairs, but one thing that I got early, and in fact, that's when I started talking to Charlie in 1971. What a mamma mia. I picked up a national VFO, and it's nothing but a little gray box that's made for 6 meters and 2 meters. It may have another frequency in there. It's been a long time since I opened up the box, but you turned it on, went out for a cup of coffee, let the thing stabilize, and all it did was plug into the crystal socket. You just plugged it right in, and you set up beat frequency. You found out where the actual people were transmitting, and it would lock itself in quite nicely. I'm sure I'd have to dust it off and change a couple of things. Got a couple of vacuum tubes in there to make it very interesting, but it was a nice little toy back for its time. And you're right, everything is phase lock loop, integrated circuits, and micro parts in here that they don't even want you to go in there and change the battery on the rig. They keep telling you, send it back to ICOM. Send it back to Acer. So, try not to venture in there a little too much. Again, Abe, great talking to you again. We'll catch you next week. And see if anyone else has anything to say. Rich is next on the list, KA2KDQ. You're at the end. Tie a ribbon on it.
Lovey, well, don't have really too much more to add. Basically, I've enjoyed getting on the repeater this evening. And hold on 1 second. Okay, sorry for the interruption. As we were saying, enjoyed getting on the radio this evening, and it's funny. Before I actually got my license in 1980, I think I had subscribed in 1979 to QXT magazine, and I remember writing to a couple of different companies that were advertising at the time. I think Craig and a couple of others. Basically, I think wanting to get information about different radios etc., etc. And it's funny, I would ask in general terms about information on the radio. Some of the companies responded to me saying your request for a particular radio, which I find they didn't ask for, is sold out. And another, such as I think they said a Craig FM-88, I believe that was the nomenclature. And there were two companies that didn't even bother answering this. I will concede it didn't have a license at the time, but I just wanted to get information more than anything else. And so it brings back some interesting memories even for me. Okay, so listen, Lobby, I hope to see you and the whole gang next Thursday at West 53rd Street. And listen, enjoy this coming holiday weekend, and I'll see you next Thursday, barring anything out of the ordinary. So, WA2ASC, this is KA2KG2, will now be clear. Take care at 73. Have a nice weekend.
Hi, Rich. It's always great to hear from you there, and again, be with us next Thursday. We'll get the whole gang together for a little fun game. And again, when I started, I thought the whole world was great. The world was great. Because my friend around the corner, W2GTJ, Great Piles of Junk, had a whole great setup over there. And I used to drool about it. And when I really started, I started with the Hallicrafters. Hallicrafters, Clegg, Lafayette. So, hey, listen, I was a kid at the time, so I had to take whatever I could afford at the time. So, but now, that's it. I got my ICOM 756 Pro over here. I got my little Ameritron. I'm happy. I don't need anything fancy. I'm going to stand back for a second if anyone else has anything last minute to say before we put an end to it. Come on in now. Well, with nothing heard, I want to thank everybody for coming by tonight, the K2IRT group. Again, K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, gets together every Thursday night to have a regular, in plain English, a BS session, where we talk about anything from ham radio to trains to whatever happens to be on the table. And you don't have to be a member to join when we get on the air. Again, next week we'll have our face-to-face meeting, so there's a good chance we may not make it to 2 meters, but we'll be there all the earlier the next week. To everybody, have a great night, and to our friends at the repeater, again, heartfelt thanks for allowing us to use this hour. This is the K2IRT. I'm gonna move mosey on up, or is that down, to 160 meters. Where we have the 1871 frequency occupied by the 1721 group. Good night, all.